First Nations Cable say installation of fiber optic lines are underway as the organization updated the community on the fiber optic internet installation project that has been in the planning stages for the past 2 years. The organization says the entire Six Nations community will have access to fiber optic internet within the next 2 years. First Nations Cable made the announcement during the July 25th General Council meeting, and Jeff Thomas, president of First Nations Cable, spoke on the project beginning 2 weeks ago in the Mohawk Road and First Line Road area.
This is a delightful event for us. I mean, after 2 years of all this political issues we've been having, I bring good news. We can start our project. It has been started 2 weeks ago now. We're working in the Mohawk First Line area. We're installing fiber up there right now. We have a contractor that's burying pipe. A second crew is going to begin on Fourth Line, probably within the week.
Thomas discussed the goal of providing fiber optic internet access to the entire Six Nations community by the project's deadline, which is set for December 31st, 2025.
We're just going to plug away until we get it done. We got 3 years to get it done. December 31st, 2025, it has to be all done. We hope to have it done in 2 years, since that's our game plan.
He says the project is now in its second phase and customers in some areas of Six Nations will be on service and have access to the new fiber internet within the next month.
So this is phase two. We have the main connection to Hydro One's already active and working and performing very well. So this is the part that's going to activate the homes. So probably within the next month or two, we should be having customers on service.
Thomas made a commitment to devise a plan for informing the Six Nations community about the efforts of First Nations Cable. During the discussion, Six Nations Chief Mark Hill suggested the idea of creating an interactive map that would display the timeline for fiber optic installation in various areas of the reserve. Chief Hill also spoke on the project and the importance of being able to provide quality internet service to the entire Six Nations community.
Again, really good news. I know we've been going back and forth and trying also to support you, as you know, in terms of some of the political pieces. So I'm glad to hear that things are underway and that we can, again, as we all know, the importance of this project in making sure that, again, all of our members and homes have the opportunity to have good quality service.
Six Nations elected council voted to accept the presentation from First Nations Cable as information and will now further explore avenues to improve the community's cell phone coverage area.